Ciudad Juarez on the U.S.-Mexico border, a front line in the global war on drugs. Mexican authorities recently intercepted this haul of weapons and ammunition destined for the drug gangs that make this transit route one of the deadliest in the world. More than 50,000 people have died in drug violence across Mexico since the government sent the army to fight the drug cartels in December 2006. In a new report, the International Institute for Strategic Studies argues the West is losing the war on drugs. Nigel Ingster, a former deputy chief of Britain's intelligence agency MI6, is the author.
Mexico is now experiencing two wars, one between the government and drugs traffickers, and the other between drugs trafficking groups. So that's one kind of example. Afghanistan is another example where what we've seen is the narcotics trade not causing conflict, because conflict was there long before, but acting as a perpetuator of conflict.
NATO and Afghan forces have been battling the production of opium used to make heroin at the same time as fighting insurgents. Commanders say the two are often linked. The UN estimates that 123,000 hectares of opium poppies were grown in Afghanistan in 2010, more than 60% of the global supply. Production in Burma soared by 20% from 2009 to 2010.
We have the application of the so-called balloon effect. You squeeze production in one region and it simply displaces elsewhere. Same thing is true of supply routes. You crack down on one supply route and alternatives are found.
West Africa is now a key transit route for drugs en route from growers to consumers in Europe. The latest UN figures show that cocaine use in Europe has doubled over the past decade. Globally, it's estimated the total number of drug users has grown to 210 million. Ingster says drug use cannot be eradicated, so it should be managed instead, like tobacco.
Tobacco is perfectly legal. Governments raise considerable revenues from the sales of tobacco, but over the past few years, consumption of tobacco has been nudged away from being something that is socially acceptable towards something that is increasingly not seen as acceptable.
Ingster warns that more and more countries are being dragged into the global industry in illicit drugs, with devastating consequences on both sides of the trade. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.